Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearl Gate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 23, Monday. Today's topic, treasures that last. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. God does not call us to poverty. He calls us to great wealth. But to be truly rich, we need to open our eyes to where the real treasure is. Real treasure isn't found here on earth. Real treasure is not found in the abundance of possessions and accumulated cash. Real treasure is in heaven, and God invites us to lay up treasures there. When followers of Christ embrace lives of generosity, they don't give wealth away, they invest it for a greater return. An investment is when someone sacrifices today for a greater return tomorrow. And that is exactly what Christ invites us to do here, to invest in heaven. Heavenly riches are a superior investment to earthly riches because earthly riches are temporary. Earthly treasures are always at risk. Jesus mentioned moths, rust, and thieves as some of the dangers that threaten material possessions. And we have our own list, probably longer, of things that can erase our possessions at any moment. But even if we dodge the moth and the rust and the thieves, our earthly possessions are still temporary. We will die someday, and all that we have laid aside on earth will be gone. Only what we have sent ahead will remain. Father God, teach me to see the lasting value of eternal treasure and to demonstrate a life of faithful generosity. It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.